Call the meeting to order. So we salute the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Open the floor for public comment. Hearing none, entertain a motion to approve the December 2024 board meeting minutes.
Make a motion.
Motion by Ryan.
Second.
Second by Charlie. Questions, alterations, deletions on the minutes? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to approve the December treasurer's report.
Make a motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Rich. Questions on the treasurer's report?
I don't have a question. I do have a comment. On the refuse line,
the 81 expense?
Expense, yeah.
Yep.
81604.1.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like we're running just a tiny bit over what we should be. We should be like 41% left, and we have 38% left. So I'm
thinking maybe it's time for a raise.
It might be when we're thinking about the budget next year, yeah, to raise that a little bit. But it could be. I know there was like a double payment.
I was going to say, didn't we
at some point
somewhere we noticed we were behind a payment somewhere? Didn't we make?
Yeah. So I'm not sure.
An extra payment.
Mm. I'll have to get a printout of the payments we made.
Because we noted at one point in the bill there was a previous balance, and there was constantly like a 1 month previous balance.
Or it could be because the tire pickup was so expensive.
But it could be that too.
That we didn't count on.
So anyway, we should. It's the only one that's like anywhere close, honestly.
Yeah.
So just as the budget comes up, we might want to consider that one.
Okay, keep that in mind. So the general repairs overage should be offset by the CHIPS money when we get that. The playgrounds, and we still got a hole in playgrounds. I don't understand why that's still there, but didn't that money get transferred?
Come on. Okay.
And then the justice one is we have the grant money that needs to be transferred in for that, clean that up. That was for the floors and chairs and all that
stuff. The CHIPS money is on there, so you'll probably just have to move it from there to the general to cover that. She put it in the CHIPS revenue account, not the other one.
Let's see.
It's in 3501.
3501.
31,
oh, state aid and CHIPS, yep.
31,240.65. And that's why that other one for general.
But that's just the CHIPS, right? That doesn't include the 10,005 something?
No, that's just CHIPS.
That's CHIPS.
That's that paving project that I put in for money.
So then that whole amount gets moved over to streets, so we have streets money for the rest of the year.
Correct.
Okay. So we need to do that. So that's going to be, let's see.
There was 35,
6, 5, 7, 7. So that's 31,240.65.
0.1A. Two streets, right? We'll do that when we get down to resolutions.
3501.1. 2. Streets.
Is that 5110.1?
General repairs. 5110.4.
Oh, 5110.4. Okay. All right, we'll do that when we get there.
I'm writing it down. Anything else on the treasurer's report? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. All right. Correspondence. We have a piece of correspondence here.
Yes, it's a...
Please accept this donation to the police department, the PBA. We are grateful for the effort you made to keep the watchful eye out for as anti-Semitic hate crimes have increased in recent years. Best wishes for a great new year, the Board of Trustees and members of the Nassau Synagogue. Old business. Just want to say that let me look this up. So the Capital District Transportation Committee, I think it is, was reviewing our request for additional funding for the sidewalks project today. It was on their agenda. I didn't hear the outcome of it yet. I expect to hear sometime this week. So I should have some information for you for next month's meeting. Anybody else have any old business? New business, we have speeding concerns on here. Any updates on that?
I was asked by a resident that came in here screaming and crying because her and her dog were walking around Tremont Drive and a fast car came around the corner and slammed right into, missed her, but hit her dog and killed her dog. And she was very upset and wants the speed limit change, this. I said, look, the speed limit's already changed. I said, understand that you're upset, and you know, I let her cry and all that. And I do feel really bad for her. Her dog instantly died. The person did stop and say, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't even see you guys. And she was like, well, if you weren't speeding, but she just scooped her dog up and ran home, which was a few houses away, to get the vet on the phone. But it was too late. I told her I would bring it to you guys' attention. I mean, she says that we need more police presence, more police giving speeding tickets. Every circle and every road in this village gets speeded on. We've all complained about it. So I don't know the answer either, but I'm bringing it to your attention that residents are upset, especially that one. With reason.
So she didn't report anything to the police?
I actually don't know. I did tell her that she should. But she said that she never saw the black truck before. It wasn't like it was somebody that lives in the circle. She was so upset about the dog that she didn't get the license plate number, which she was beating herself up about. And she said, can't we put cameras in the circles? Can't we do anything? And I'm like, I, what are you gonna say? The person's crying and they're very upset. They happened right in front of them and the truck almost hit her as well. But there's nothing you can really do at this point, but you know, it brings you back to the same thing that we need more police hours, we need more police out there, we need just the presence, people wouldn't be speeding. But you can't have a police officer sitting in every circle in the village. And when we get the complaints from John Street, we get it from Elm Street, and we all know there's a speeding issue still going on, but it's obviously not when they're around, it's when there's nobody around.
Well, I'm very happy to see some other names on the list of tickets, mm-hmm. other than Bunny.
Yep.
Because I see other there was Dan Bunny. Oh. There were 16 tickets issued in December, and Colano, Menudo, Abram, and Brooks, all issued tickets.
Speeding tickets, too.
Yes.
Yeah, good.
So.
Went 11 of the 16, so a large majority of them were speeding tickets.
I know.
Yep, so I hope that, I mean, we went for a pretty long time. We're only getting, you know, only Bunny was issuing them, and only two or three a month.
Right, but, you know, the budget itself, and the guy was short some people, I mean, hopefully sometime we'll be up to par.
Well, the money's there, for sure.
Have plenty of people doing a lot more hours, and we'll have a lot more presence. I don't have the answer either. I'm just relaying the message.
I hear you.
And we all know there's a problem.
All right.
The person that always gets the, applies for the grants.
Debbie.
Debbie? Is there a way, maybe the next time, because she's already applied for certain grants for this cycle? Is there a way that she could do something as far as cameras or something?
Only for the courtroom.
Oh, okay.
These only, they're for justice grants only.
Justice Department.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if we did have a camera around this, I mean, I don't even know, satellite cameras, whatever, I don't even know the answer, because I have the same problem down at the pavilions and around this building and down at the park where I only have trail cams, you know, and they do just about nothing, but sometimes we catch a few people. We still have a camera issue, but if there was one, it would have got the plate, and still, what could you have done then? You know, could you prove they were speeding? The vet said that if they weren't speeding, the dog would have made it. It was the speed of impact, the instant impact, but who knows?
Yeah,
It's a sad story, that's for sure.
I mean, the speed limit's 25.
Right, that's what I told her.
I mean that's pretty fast.
I said, it's not really about that. It's about people are not abiding to what we've already changed it to. And she agreed that they were going much faster than 25. I said, so it's not the speed limit that's the issue. It's that people are not obeying it. And, you know, we don't have enough staff or hours in our budget to have police officers around all the time. And we're not around. It's usually the sheriff or the state. And, you know, we can't control how much they're going to be around to cover us either.
They're not going to go down.
No, they're not.
They're not going to go on those side streets.
Right.
I mean, the other thing is on those streets and John Street and all those, there's no sidewalks. I mean, that's the issue. You know, it's dangerous to walk on those because, you know, even if people are going on the speed limit, you know, they don't necessarily.
Sure.
Which is why I think the project that we want to do is so important, is to at least get the fast roads sidewalked.
And like most of these happen on Chatham and 203.
Right.
Well, none of them are supposed to be fast roads. They just become fast roads.
Well, but their speed limits are higher on those
right.
on those roads. But I, you know, and I know it's an investment. I don't know how we would ever be able to pay for, you know, a Tremont.
No, we would never
kind of
know.
Sidewalk.
But, you know, the thing we might want to think about in those, you know, cul-de-sac areas, there may be speed bumps.
Yeah.
And actually, Pete and I were talking about that, but what a pain that'll be for plowing. I mean, that's really not.
Then we'll do speed dips.
Yeah.
No, do you think that's going to be really good when it comes to plowing the streets? Because I don't know if that's going to be good for the wear and tear on the truck, and I don't know. He didn't think that was a great idea, but.
We're going to make it one way and put the blades in it so that you have to slow down to go over them.
Well, more speed radar signs might work, too. I mean, we just had one hit up on the top of the hill, so we're down one again. I think Dan Bunny's told Pete that insurance, the person's insurance, should have to pay for that one, but we haven't heard anything since, so we don't know.
We got to file a claim, for one thing.
Right. We have the.
I didn't hear anything from Dan about it yet.
We have the accident report and the incident report, so someone just has to follow up with that.
And then maybe we should get some for each cul-de-sac. If people see the speed limit, doesn't that deter them a little bit? Don't you think they've worked some?
Well, I think if it's broadcasting your speed, it makes a difference.
Right.
I mean, you know, if the speed limit's 25, nobody's going to do anything unless you're doing 35. You know, and 35 on Tremont or Phillips, that is fast.
Right.
I mean, that is like you can't make that turn. You have to slow down
below 35 to make that turn from Tremont coming around, you know, so, you know, so you, I mean, I'm not questioning how fast the person was going or not. It's a 90 degree turn. I mean, they could have been doing 25 miles an hour and still took the turn wide, you know, because that's pretty fast on that type of turn. But is it speeding? Maybe.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. Should you change him lower?
I don't know.
I mean, I didn't think Guy brought it up when we were due, as far as the speed limits.
Yeah.
I think Guy brought it up that it's something has to do with the state where you can't go below.
That's on the main drags, but in like Tremont and Phillips, you could lower it.
Oh.
But
okay.
You know, Westbrook Drive, you could lower it.
I thought that we couldn't do it below 25.
No, just on the mains.
Well, and again, it doesn't really matter what we put it at. If people aren't going to do it, they're not going to do it.
Right, and then somebody's got to clock them, and somebody's got to write them, and you know.
And right, and we don't.
You're going to have to do that with radar because you can't estimate how fast they're going.
Well, we don't have enough police or hours to be manning the cul-de-sacs every
it's
day.
It's just hard to. It's a hard thing to enforce in an area like that. That's why I say you're going to have to put something that's more, you know, like the speed bumps and stuff. There's people, you know, something that's, you know, built in that forces people to slow down.
I like that idea. That was my idea too.
I mean,
Pete didn't like that idea.
Do they have ones that you can take up maybe in the winter?
Yeah.
Most of them are.
Well, shopping malls have stuff like that? They're kind of neoprene or whatever, and they're bolted right into the
Then in the fall you go and you undo them. Or?
Yeah. I mean, so it wouldn't be year round, but at least it would.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, that might work.
Maybe we could try it.
Yeah. You take them up just for.
Well, we'll see what they
cost.
Yeah.
And.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, because if. You know, if he's worried about the plow costs like what, $900? I mean, you know, so if we have to buy two plows two blades every 5 years instead of one, okay, it costs me $900. What are those things cost?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'd have to look at, you know, that'd be something to look at for Mr. Street. But as this is going to be the next paving project comes up, we'll address as part of it as we go along.
But
I agree. I think something should be done. You know,
especially in the cul-de-sacs where kids are playing and you know people are walking without sidewalks. I mean, we can't put sidewalks everywhere. We don't have that kind of.
I mean, thing. I went up to one of my granddaughter's volleyball games up at Skidmore. They had a tournament up there. And you go up, you get off, turn off at 150 by the Storts, and you go out that road out to where the college is. And they have speed bumps all the way through that neighborhood.
Good.
And I mean, it's a 25 mile an hour zone.
With speed bumps.
And they have speed bumps, and it's a main drag.
It must work then.
Yeah.
And
they get as much snow as we do.
Okay, well, when the person stops back, I will say that we had a discussion about it, and we are going to look into speed bumps.
Yeah.
All right, that's all I have.
All right, so everybody got a copy of the reports. Everybody's report here. Let's see. There's seven and some mats. Any questions on any of the reports?
The only thing that I have is just to let maybe Missy can contact Matt, the person on 42 John Street took the construction debris and put it inside the fence.
They removed it?
They moved it from the side of the garage to the back side of the garage inside the fence.
Okay.
So it's not visible from the road?
Well, if you're coming down Howard, you can see it.
Okay. We did, I hand-delivered that letter for Matt because their mailing address is not on the system. And I know they don't get their mail at 42 John.
Yeah, they're...
And then I saw the stuff was moved, but I didn't see that you put it in the backyard.
Yeah, no, it's in the back of the garage.
Okay. Well, I'll see how many days he gave her and what day I delivered it, and maybe another one needs to go out. I even put, I revised Matt's letter for him and had it approved by him that, to tell her about the curbside pickup.
Hmm.
And all about it.
Yeah, that's all job.
I put in a price chart and they didn't even call me. I thought for sure that they would call, say, oh, yeah, can you come get it? We didn't know about it. We're new to the neighborhood. So I put a really nice friendly letter in there about our program. But nope, didn't hear anything. All right, I'll tell Matt.
Anything else on the reports?
I don't know. What's the thing on the chickens?
I spoke with Dave.
I
spoke, they're still there.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
I don't.
They were running around Elm Street the other Sunday, I think.
43 Elm.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
So, anyway, I talked to Dave about it. He said he's looking over the prudence one that we did and figuring it out, so. That's as far as I got with them.
One doesn't have anything to do with the other.
No, I know. Well, it's the same issue, but.
New law.
They were both under the same law, though. Because I told them, I said, you know, you helped us put that law together so we didn't have
so
this issue in the future.
So we could make it more strict.
And then
she went and got chickens after the new law was even made more strict.
Right.
So.
Anyway. It's a work in progress, as all of these code violations are. I'm sure you can understand that. Anything else? Approved the revised certified payroll reflecting minimum wage increase from $15.30 to $15.50. So it affects.
I just did the hour.
Deputy clerk
hourly
and
had to change.
The sub deputy clerk.
Yeah.
Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion's carried.
Who did it?
I did. How about
you?
That?
Okay, so.
Who wants to second it?
I'll second.
Ryan seconds.
Yeah, you forgot that. Okay, go ahead.
Entertain a motion to hire Crystal Huck as part-time court clerk to share the position with Debbie at a rate of $298.82. Each, that's per pay period, right?
Yeah, it's currently the way we're doing it, just a different person. Mary Beth is going to be done, and Crystal is going to take over.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
Who made the motion?
Ryan.
Okay.
And then Rich.
Thank you.
Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Make a motion to move $31,240.65 from 3501.1 revenue state aid, and the state aid and chips, is that what that was?
Yeah.
State aid and chips to 5110.4 general repairs.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Charlie. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Anybody have anything to bring up before we pay the bills? Entertain a motion to pay bills number 213 through 239 in the amount of $17,932.75 in the general fund, and $2,403.19 in the water fund, and $5,464.75 paid outside of abstract.
Make the motion.
Ryan?
Second.
Charlie? Questions on the bills? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Motion's carried. Adjournment's in order.
Make a motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by Ryan. We are adjourned.